We are anonymous.
Greetings, citizens of the world. Operation Mega Upload is in full effect. As you may or may not be aware, MegaUpload.com, one of the internet's largest file sharing sites, has been shut down by officials in the U.S. The site's founders have been charged with violating piracy laws. Four people linked to Mega Upload were arrested in New Zealand. We can and will not stand for this. We have already taken action. Earlier today we took down the DOJ, Department of Justice, website. In addition, we attacked the following websites: the RIAA, Recording Industry Association of America website, the MPAA, Motion Picture Association of America website, WMG, Warner Music Group website. We have also attacked and taken down the FBI website, located at FBI.gov. Continue to write to Congress and oppose SOPA. We will continue to take down websites. For all the latest information, visit the website in the description. You can also Google Operation Mega Upload. The war has only begun. We are anonymous. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. You should have expected us.
It started when the feds today shut down Mega Upload, the file sharing service that apparently has more than 150 million registered users and 50 million daily visitors. Now it's accused of taking away $500 million from copyright holders. So the founders and employees of Mega Upload have been charged by a U.S. grand jury with copyright infringement, and at least seven of them have already been arrested. Agents have also served at least 20 search warrants across the globe. Now, in response, the largest attack ever by the hacktivist group Anonymous. They attacked and successfully shut down the sites for the U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Copyright Office, Universal Music Group, the Recording Industry Association of America, and the Motion Picture Association of America. Now, you may have heard of some of these Anonymous-related hacks in the past to take down other government websites, but never have they gone after so many at once. So right now I've got Barrett Brown, founder of Project PM, also a man who's worked with Anonymous on various operations. Barrett, I just want to confirm first that this is indeed the largest ever attack, is that right?
It seems to be an attack of that nature. There were a number of targets, high-profile targets that were taken down in some instances for quite a while. There were a number of lesser assaults on whitehouse.gov, defense.gov, and a certain French music industry association as well. Well, these DDoS attacks are all being perpetrated under the banner of Mega Upload. And so from that, you can sort of see the extent to which this was prompted, these reactions were prompted by Mega Upload going down. And about within 70 minutes of Mega Upload's raid and new status having been announced, Anonymous put out a press release and had already taken down justice.gov and then a few others. It couldn't have come at a worse time in terms of the government's standpoint. They could not have chosen a worse time to take down Mega Upload. Coming as this is the day after all these websites blacked out in protest of SOPA. And this, obviously, the Mega Upload issue definitely falls into that on the other issue. So now, in addition to everything that was planned in terms of attacks and chaos for today, several effective operations, you know, were done under the banner of Operation Mega Upload. Now, in the meantime, over at my group, Project PM, which includes some Anons and some others, we launched, likewise, as Russia Today reported earlier today, and as Washington Post is about to report, another operation called Operation Donkey Punch. This is predicated on the idea that here we have, we've had a number of congressmen switch their votes in a period of 24 hours based on the blackout, while also the Democratic congressmen who are still planning to vote yes on SOPA and support it. And the reasoning from their standpoint is that, you know, they're not going to get any retaliation. There's so many of them, it'll go under the radar. They'll be able to support SOPA, keep getting their money from their donors in that industry, and move on with our lives. We seek to change that.
Apparently, Barrett, the government didn't need SOPA and PIPA to make these arrests today. So I'm wondering what you think. I mean, where does this battle go from here?
Well, I think what it illustrates is that even without SOPA having been passed yet, the federal government always had tremendous powers to do some of the things that they want to do. So this is what can occur without SOPA being passed. Imagine what will occur after SOPA is passed, and PIPA and other things of that nature. They're not giving up on this. This is a war they plan on fighting, to the end, and so do we. So we can expect a great deal of havoc of the sort we see today. We're going to see it in a stepped up fashion. We're going to see more people learning how to use the LOIC tool that's used in taking down websites.
Barrett. I mean, what does it mean when you say this will not end until you succeed? I mean, obviously you succeeded momentarily, or Anonymous succeeded momentarily in shutting down some of these websites, but they're back up right now. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, this is a long effort. A victory will look like this. There will not be any more bills floating around the Senate with the intent of doing these things. There will be, in fact, new bills put in by the few sort of technocratic members of the Congress that will specifically seek to stop these sorts of things. And it's not going to end for a while, this process, it's going to be impossible for us within just a few weeks or a few days to prevent any more of these bills to go forward and to prevent things like Mega Upload from being raided. But we can get to that point, and it's a number of steps. And the first step is showing people that are lobbyists, that are congressmen, et cetera, that it's not going to be practical to be on their side, because in the long term, this is the winning side, ours. If Anonymous is smart at this point, they'll see what's worked in the past few days, because it wasn't just Reddit and all them going down that prompted so many of these, this massive switch in people who were supporting SOPA in the Senate and the House. It was also, just another of these minor grassroots techniques. And as we go forward, we're going to keep finding out which of these techniques has the most bang for your buck value. And so as we refine our methodology and as we split into small groups that can work together better and more efficiently, there's going to be so many things going on that it's going to be impossible to assess.
It was big news today. Once again, the biggest hacking attempt, takedown by Anonymous in its history. Founder of Project PM, Barrett Brown. Thanks so much.
Greetings, citizens of the world. We are Anonymous. The government is trying to censor us to avoid piracy. Yet it lets big business go unchecked. SOPA cannot pass. This was just a taste of what the government will do if SOPA passes. Innocent websites will be shut down and taken offline, while greedy businesses benefit from this already corrupt act. Do not let SOPA pass. The time for revolution is now. The cyber war has begun. We are Anonymous, we are Legion, united as one, divided by zero. We do not forget censorship. We do not forgive oppression. You should have expected us. We cannot be stopped.
We are Anonymous.
As a movement, they say they don't have a political stance and they don't even have a members list. But they do have the power to assist revolutionaries and bring down the websites of multi-billion dollar corporations. They call themselves Anonymous, a group of nameless internet activists, or hacktivists. A few from their operations arm spoke with us via video chat.
Anonymous or Anon has been described in many ways, a collective or movement. What are you guys and what do you stand for?
There are a lot of ideas in Anon. The best way to describe it is the freedom of speech, freedom of information, and the freedom of expression taken to a logical extreme.
You've also been called thugs. Do you break the law?
Some of the things we do are illegal, but sometimes we need to do illegal things to make change. I wouldn't call us thugs. We're certainly not thugs or anything like that. Criminals, I guess. We are breaking laws, but for the greater good.
Anon hacked the corporate websites of Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal in response to their move to stop processing donations for anti-secrecy organization WikiLeaks.
A lot of what we've done as far as hacking and release material, we specifically aim to avoid any people. I mean, you look at the Visa and MasterCard attacks, we brought down their websites, as opposed to hitting the infrastructure that would have prevented their services from working. We could have done that, but didn't.
Of late, Anonymous has aligned themselves with the uprisings in the Arab world, taking down government websites in Tunisia and Egypt. They jam the sites by flooding them with requests. Most of Anand's activities appear political in nature, but their most recent attack was personal. The target, Aaron Barr, chief executive of the H.B. Gary Security Company, who had taunted Anonymous, saying he could identify most of the group's leaders. Anonymous retaliated immediately, hacking into H.B. Gary's server and publishing more than 70,000 internal company emails. As a final flourish, it left a message on H.B. Gary's website, saying, "You brought this on yourself. Let us teach you a lesson you'll never forget. Don't mess with Anonymous." It's a warning other companies will no doubt take to heart.
The time for revolution is now. The cyber war has begun. We are Anonymous. We are Legion.
Do not forget. You should have expected us.